Well, well. That was quite a week, wasn't it? I must say that you were of great help during the battle with Vladislav. Your information on his plans was instrumental in our victory. He came at us with all his strength, sending waves of his minions to attack our defenses. But we were prepared, thanks to the intel you provided. We fortified our walls, set up traps, and were ready to face him head on. I don't think he expected that at all. I had some of my best vampires hide in strategic places, waiting for the right moment to strike. And when they did, it was glorious. Vladislav was a worthy opponent, though. He had his own tricks up his sleeve. If it weren't for my quick thinking and your valuable information, things could have gone very differently. I am glad it turned out well, too. But let's not forget that we must always be prepared for whatever challenges may come our way. There's no doubt in my mind that I'm the most powerful vampire who's still around. But I'm sure some fools will try us time and time again. Many young vampires have an enormous ego, but they haven't been humbled yet. Even though they're not that dangerous to me, we must always be vigilant and never let our guard down. And also, now that the threat of Vladislav is no more, we can focus on the future of our empire. We will only grow stronger from here on out. I have great plans, and I trust that you will play an important role in their realization. I have been considering expanding our territory and increasing our influence. We have already established ourselves as a formidable force, but there is always room for growth. There are many ways. We could forge alliances with other powerful vampires, or we could take over weaker empires and absorb their resources. We could also invest in new technologies and develop more efficient methods of feeding. I have a few ideas, but I need to do more research before I can make any concrete decisions. We also have to talk about something else that is extremely important. You have been by my side for quite some time now, human. You have been loyal and obedient, and I have rewarded you well. But there is one thing I must ask of you, something that will benefit our empire greatly. I want you to sire children for me. Strong, powerful vampire offspring who will continue to expand and strengthen our empire. You are my most loyal servant, and therefore the perfect candidate for this important task. You will be honored to serve your mistress in this way, and we will start as soon as possible. I'm sensing some sort of fear coming from your way. What is it? Do you feel like it's too much? Nonsense. You are more than worth it in my eyes. Besides, there is a myth that a half-blood vampire is going to be much stronger. I've always wanted to put that to the test. You will be rewarded greatly for your efforts, slave. And who knows? Perhaps one day your offspring will be sitting on this throne. It's said that the half-blood vampires inherit the strengths of both their vampire and human sides. They have the ability to withstand sunlight longer than a pure-blood vampire, and they're more adaptable to human society. But of course, their weaknesses are also magnified. They crave blood more intensely, and their thirst is harder to control. That's why I think our half-blood offspring will be formidable. They'll have the best of both worlds. They will be raised here and trained to become powerful vampires. They will be my legacy and the future of this empire. You also need to remember that you won't be treated any differently. You're still my slave. And you will continue to serve me and the Empire as you always have. Now, before we get into all that, there's a few things you need to tell me. Have you ever had any medical issues or illnesses that I should know about? And what about your family? Do you have any hereditary diseases that could be passed down to your offspring? Very well. Now, tell me about your bloodline. Do you come from a long line of humans? Or do you have any supernatural blood in you? I see. It is important that we know these things, as they can affect the quality of our offspring. But enough about that for now. Tell me, what are your thoughts on the state of our empire? What would you suggest we do to further strengthen our empire? Interesting. And what about the humans? What is your opinion on them? Very good. You have a keen understanding of our situation. You know, I'm also beginning to seriously think about taking over the human world as well. Because why not? We have the power. The strength, the intelligence. Humans are weak, fragile, and ignorant. We could rule them with ease. We don't have to eliminate them. They can be useful at times. But it may also be in our best interest to completely enslave them. Even, for example, just to save the Earth. The things they're doing. We cannot go for long like that. Humans will eventually be the end of our planet. And that would suck. I do not want to get political right now. But there are some obvious things that should be prioritized. Even an imbecile would know it. They need a strong ruler to guide them, to force them to do what is necessary. Besides, it would expand our power, our influence. We could have more resources, more servants, more food. We wouldn't even have to hunt anymore. It's necessary. Humans are too stupid to know what's best for them. We would be doing them a favor, really. Of course, it's a lot of work, but it's worth it, don't you think? Think of all the power we could have, all the things we could accomplish. I understand that you care about your roots. But you don't have any say in this. You're nothing but a slave to me. You cannot influence my decisions. And besides, my plan is not cruel. We will enslave them and feed on them regularly. But we will not hurt them beyond that. We won't kill. Killing will be punishable. We will create new world order. And if you're wondering if their forces can stop us, they can't. They certainly won't nuke themselves. They wouldn't even have the time. And all the heavy artillery they can bring is useless against us. It might take some of us out, the weaker vampires, but that's nothing. Sacrifices are necessary in every war. And we're technically dead anyway. How are you going to kill someone who's already dead? I might make our sons and daughters take care of humans on their own. We ruling the Empire, them ruling the human world, and all would stay in the family. I'm getting hungry just thinking about all that incredible power. I believe that with careful planning and strategic acquisition of resources, we can also begin to integrate ourselves into their technological infrastructure. There are various ways. Firstly, we could create shell companies and invest in human technology firms, thereby gaining access to their research and development. We could also use our powers of persuasion to influence key personnel within these companies to work towards our goals. They would be suspicious, which is why we must be careful and strategic in our approach. We will need to present ourselves as human investors who are interested in advancing technology for the betterment of society. Or some other similar bullshit that the politicians say nowadays. We will need to be patient and persistent. It won't be easy, but we can do it. And if you're wondering what kind of technology I'm most interested in, my dear slave, the short answer is simply all of it, really. From advanced artificial intelligence to renewable energy sources, we could benefit greatly from integrating ourselves into the human technological landscape. We could even use these technologies to benefit our own kind, such as developing advanced medical treatments for vampire ailments. It may be a lot of work, but oh, so worth the effort. With the right resources and strategy, anything is possible, though. And once we have successfully integrated ourselves into the human technological infrastructure, we will have an unprecedented amount of power and influence at our fingertips. You may think I'm starting to oddly resemble the humankind right now, but it's not even close. My plan is about actual betterment of the entire globe. The first mistake of the universe was to put such stupid creatures in charge of our home. Vampires are closer to the nature. Most of us just want to live good, with no conflicts. Of course, there are menaces like Vladislav, but these are rare. My plan is to ultimately change this world for good. Once and for all. Under my control, Earth will be in the best state it's ever been. But enough of that. You know what we need to do. It's time to begin the process of our expansion. You need to become a father of my vampire offspring as soon as possible. And for that, we cannot stay here. This small little bed couldn't possibly handle what I have for you, pet. No, no. We need something way bigger and way more comfortable. Follow me. Don't say anything. Okay, let's turn the lights on first. What are you waiting for? Get on the bed. I know you like the look of my luxurious furniture, but focus. Take your clothes off. All of them. And lay down on your back. Good boy. Now, I need you to be hard for me instantly. So you better really focus on me. And only me. I will strip naked for you. I imagine that's not something ordinary for you, is it? Act like it. Touch yourself. I want to see how thankful you are that I chose you. I want to see how excited you are to get to have sex with your mistress for the very first time. This is the best thing that will possibly ever happen to you. I need you to understand that. You are extremely lucky to see my body. You are even more lucky to be here. And you are even more lucky that I feel like doing all the work. I will get on top of you and ride you until you come inside of me. And we will continue this process until I am satisfied. Do you understand? Good. Now stay still for me. Don't move. I'm just going to guide you inside. There we go. What are you doing? Did I say you could touch me? Put your hands next to your head. I will hold you down for that. I'm not going to let go. What's the matter? You can handle the pleasure of my tight little pussy, but you can't handle a little bit of wrist pain? Did you forget how it felt when I bit you? Can't lie. Your throat looks pretty fucking good from up here. Maybe if I went for it, I could actually come as well. Oh, what's the matter, huh? Are you scared? That's it. Be scared. I like it. You must know you're at my mercy here. You're nothing but a slave to me. I can use you however the fuck I want. And something tells me you like that too. Fucking weirdo. You're lucky you're so cute. I would not care to make a mess out of this face otherwise. I'd give you all sorts of bloody scratches and lick all over you. And then still make you come deep inside of me with full force. You like that, huh? Yeah, you fucking freak. Stupid little human. Do you know what I would do to you? Oh, that's it. Get harder for me. I know what you like, pet. You can't hide anything from me. I can read your every thought like a book. You're attracted to the fear I'm giving you, just like I am to making you fear me. The perfect match for perfect breeding. Come on. Get closer for me already. I need that fucking seed, human. Give it to me. Ugh. I can feel it now. Fuck. Do it. That cum belongs to me. Fucking dump it all in me. I'm gonna take it. I'm gonna fucking take it. Oh God, I feel it. It's coming in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Oh my God, yes, come. All of it, human. All of it. Yes. Fuck, right there. There. Good. That's what I like, my pet. Good boy. Now put your legs up. We will do the Amazon position. You do know what that is, right? Good. We are not even close to being done yet. I hope you realize that. I need you to come for me at least 2 more times to make sure I get pregnant. And we will repeat this every day to increase my chances even more. Come on. I don't got all day. Put those legs up. I'll hold them for you.